每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
9月5日，神的公义。你当开口按公义判断，为困苦和穷乏的辩屈。箴言书31章9节。什么？你刚才说了什么？公义是一个过程，是恢复人与上帝的关系的过程。公义与一切不公义的枷锁做斗争。公义为被欺压的人找回尊严，为生命而战。公义抬举受蹂躏的灵魂，赦免人的债务，支持那些深陷困境的人。公义带给人盼望，为禁言的人发声。在这个破碎的世界，公义为那些绝望的、受压迫的人大声疾呼、振臂呐喊。但是，如果你秉行公义，就会付出代价。事实上，你必定会付出代价。你会耗尽资源，扰乱你的舒适生活。公义需要你付出努力、爱心和决心。公义不要你的报复、怜悯和施舍，要的是你的全心投入。换句话说，公义不是公平，它是爱。让我们来祷告。主耶稣，帮助我去爱，不是为自己的缘故，而是为别人的缘故。阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
September 5th, Speak Up. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice. Proverbs 31:9.What? Did you say something? Justice is the process of restoring people to their created relationship with God. Justice fights against whatever it is that unjustly shackles. It gives dignity to those who are being crushed. It fights for life for those whose lives are being cut off. It lifts up downtrodden souls, forgives the debts of those who have fallen short, and advocates for those who are trapped inUnbreakable cycles. Justice gives more hope to those who hope less. It gives voice to shut mouths. It speaks up and lifts up and rises up on behalf of those who are caught in the despair and oppression of this broken world. But if you act in justice, it will cost you something. In fact, it must cost you something. Justice impoverishes your resources.And it disturbs your comfort. Justice takes your effort, your compassion, and your determination. It doesn't take your revenge, your pity, or your charity. Justice takes you. In other words, justice isn't fair, it is love. Let us pray. Father, let me love, not for my own sake, but for the sake of others. In Jesus' name.